Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. I'm glad that you decided to join us today for the meditation. And if you are listening in the archives, I'm glad that you've decided to find this meditation. Just wanted to let you know that next week our show is with Dr. Kimberly Ballas. She's going to be talking about emotional anatomy, and that should be fantastic. Dr. Ballas always has wonderful information and inspirations for us. And the following show time will be Karen Wrigley, and she is an animal communicator, and she's written a book that I am currently enjoying and very much, and encourage you all to join us with that show as well. Please be aware that between now and the end of 2010, there is an affiliate link on the Honoring Hour webpage where you can buy John Christopher's School of Natural Healing Level 1 course and get the second level free. So please do check that out. Also, there's a holiday special on the honoringhour.com webpage where you can join up to become a Nature Sunshine member and buy their products and get your initial shipment shipping charge free. So not the purchase, but the shipping itself. So please do check that out. If you're not friends with us already on Facebook, we ask you to go ahead and join us and friend us on Facebook. There's an Honoring Hour fan page, which is not so much developed, but if you go to the regular friend page, just like you would have a regular Facebook page, that's where you can join us. And that link also is on the main page of the Honoring Hour, www.thehonoringhour.com. So I wanted to get in a meditation, especially with the holidays coming up. Whether you celebrate or you don't, there's always a lot of hecticness that can be felt if you're in tune just by the virtue of everybody else running around going crazy. So I like to do as much meditation during this time frame as I can. The other day I was working with an 8-year-old child who was talking to me about meditation. And my intention today is to share the meditation that I shared with her, although I will say that all my meditations are spirit-led. So while my intention is that this is going to be child-oriented, I'm not always certain that that's what spirit has in mind for us. So just as a reminder, if you are doing this meditation, please do not be driving a car or otherwise needing to be engaged in another activity. Meditation is your time to relax, to kind of sit back, allow yourself to listen. I always consider prayer our time to talk and meditation our time to listen. So take some time out for yourself, a couple of minutes, and find a nice, cozy, comfy chair or place to sit. And I do suggest if you have trouble meditating and you find yourself falling asleep, that sitting in a position where you're not super, super comfy at first is helpful for that. I like to sit with my back straight. It helps me to feel more grounded. Place your hands, palms down, on your knees or in the chair beside you. It helps to keep you grounded. That's a technique I learned from Krista McCormack of Spirit School of the Intuitive Arts. Another really great place to go and learn. And just start off by breathing deeply, letting each breath come into your body. And when you bring your breath in, try to get it all the way down into your tummy. And when you let your breath go out, try to force it all the way out so your tummy feels empty. And just do that for a few minutes, getting used to the breathing. And And on every in-breath, think the words, fun and joy. And on every out-breath, think the word, relax. And as you're continuing to breathe, I want you to picture a bright light just above your head, right over your forehead. You can see it if you were to open your eyes and look up. And let that bright light come down and wrap itself around you, like a snuggly, warm blanket. You can feel it cuddling up to your shoulders and around your neck, up by your ears, all snuggly warm, this white. And just let this light hug every part of your body. You can feel it around your legs, around your tummy, even get your toes. And just let the light go down. It's big enough, this comfy light blanket. It's big enough to wrap and snuggle you, and it's big enough to go out and cover the earth beneath you. Whether that be inside in your house or outside on the ground, it's big enough to wrap all around the grass that you can see or that you know is out there. It's just snugly warm. And as you're breathing in love and joy and fun, and breathing out relaxation, you can also feel that this wonderful light blanket is offering its own words to you. And it has special words for each of us. You may be hearing it say peace or safety, comfort, it may be saying friends, connectedness. Listen to what this light has to say to you. And just remember to keep breathing. And if you find yourself getting distracted, that's okay. If ideas come to mind, just say thank you. And go back to thinking about your breathing in. Fun and joy. And breathing out. Relax. All the while feeling this snuggly warm blanket of light that is cuddling both you and the earth. offering you peace and comfort. And just allow whatever images there are to come into your mind. Don't try to resist anything. Let them come in and move through. Your focus is staying on your breathing and on the comfort of this blanket. And you may notice that you're feeling nice and relaxed. And in this peaceful, relaxed moment, ask yourself, does this feel funny? Does it feel challenging? Or does this feel right? And there are no right or wrong answers. It's just a place to know, where are you? Is your body used to relaxing and rejuvenating itself? Or are you used to going and going and going all the time? You may be at a busy point in your life, or people around you may be busy. But it's always good to take some time out for you, no matter how old you are, no matter where you are in life. Just take some time out to let yourself breathe deeply. Breathing in fun and joy, and breathing out, relax. And just enjoy the moment. Just let yourself keep breathing. Enjoying this wonderful, relaxed space. You also begin to notice that while this blanket of light is cuddly and snuggly and warm, it's also very energizing, but not in a busy, frantic way, more in a joyful way. And you feel this light helping to recharge your body. You can begin to feel the energy that just these few moments of relaxing has been able to give your body. You can feel the circulation throughout your legs and your arms, and you're ready to embrace the day, to go on to your next activity with a clear mind, a relaxed sense of being. In a comforted space. And just keep breathing in fun and joy. And now breathe out energy. I'm ready. Energize. You're rejuvenated. Actually, let's try breathing in energy and breathing out fun and joy, because that's where we're headed. We're moving into a space of fun and joy with lots of energy. Breathing in energy. Returning to the world, fun and joy. When you're ready, start letting your toes wiggle and your legs move. Move your body a little bit and feel the fun and joy as it's integrated into your body and every cell. And let yourself feel the energy that the snuggly, warm light gave you. Your mind is clear and ready to go. Your brain is recharged. It's a great day. It's a great time to be alive on the planet. And we can offer thanks and appreciation for all that is. And we can appreciate the connectedness. And we can appreciate the love that's spreading through the planet, ever present in that snuggly warm light. Comforting heart, re-energizing people, offering safety and security. Sending that message that all is well. And as you come out of your meditation, please remember that breathing deeply is always good, whether you're meditating or not. It's good for your body and soul. It's good for your health. And I want to thank you for joining me here today on the Honoring Hour for this meditation. And I look forward to having you with us again. If you're celebrating the holidays, I hope that you have a wonderful, happy, safe Thanksgiving, full of love and light. Enjoy your day, and until we meet next time, may you all be blessed.